You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. As part of the coronation celebrations this year, organisations from across the country are giving everyone the chance to try volunteering for themselves and make a real difference in their communities. Here to talk about RNIB's involvement in the Big Help Out is Head of Volunteering, Joe Keller. Joe, thanks for speaking to us today.
Thank you.
And RNIB is one of thousands of UK organisations taking part in this event. Tell us a bit about the idea behind the Big Help Out.
Absolutely. So it's really sort of a great opportunity for RNIB and other charities to sort of reach out to different people who might be interested in volunteering and might want to dip their toe in the water a little bit before signing up to do something formally. So we really wanted to get involved with this and sort of reach out to those different people and encourage people to try volunteering. And hopefully by sort of trying it out, then they'd be interested in volunteering with us again in the future.
And what sort of volunteering opportunities will be available with RNIB?
So what we've done is we've got four different opportunities that we're offering that are slightly different to what we would normally do and a way of people trying things out. So our first opportunity is within our Technology for Life team, and that's what's known as Big Bites. So these are a 90-minute session which will introduce technologies that blind and partially sighted people use in their everyday and working lives. So they'll hear a bit more about those and a bit more about our Technology for Life services, which are supported by many volunteers. Our second is known as our Technology for Life Light Bites. So this is something that anyone with a smartphone can get involved in. So many of us know that these are really powerful devices to enable independence for blind and partially sighted people. So by signing up for that opportunity, people will receive four light bites between May and August by email, and that will introduce them to specific aspects of their device. They'll then have just a few minutes to investigate and complete a task, so something that shouldn't take too long. But by doing that, they'll get to find out more about accessibility features, and then they can share that information with others. Our third opportunity is known as a taste of something good with our talk and support team. So our fantastic talk and support team hold regular one-hour social and special interest groups that are facilitated by volunteers. So people will be able to sign up, attend a one-hour taster session from the comfort of their home, or they'll be able to listen back to a recording and find out more about volunteering with that service. And our final opportunity is where people can make a little time to see differently. So this is an opportunity for people to learn about the experiences of blind and partially sighted people and how you can be a good supporter and ally. So by signing up to See Differently, people will be taken on a journey through May and August. So we'll be showing you some easy steps that you can take to become a supporter and ally for blind and partially sighted people. So four very different opportunities, but hopefully there's something for everybody.
And like you say, very different opportunities. And it seems to be something for everyone in terms of time. Obviously, some people may not be able to dedicate a lot of time, but would still like to get involved.
Absolutely. And that's something we were really keen to do, is to sort of show there's a range of things that you can do to support RNIB and blind and partially sighted people. But we appreciate that, you know, different people have got different amounts of time available. So hopefully that will mean there's something for everyone.
And what kind of impact do volunteers make on RNIB and people who actually use the services as well?
A massive, massive difference. You know, every day we've got volunteers who are supporting in lots of different ways, from some of the areas I've talked about with Technology for Life. So that's an area where we've got hundreds of volunteers that are supporting people and helping people to learn more about their tech. Our talk and support service is incredible. You know, they've got over 160 groups that are running regularly and facilitated by volunteers. And for the people that are having them, they can really be a lifeline and a way of connecting with other people and sort of helping with confidence, life hacks and independence as well. So they're really fantastic. We've also got volunteers who are supporting with fundraising. So we've got you know, over 100 sooty volunteers who are going out and placing boxes and collecting money. So that's something that's really important, because the more money we collect, obviously, the more people that we can support. And we've got peer support that we offer as well through our community connection team. So we've got volunteers really helping in lots of different ways and really making difference to people's lives. And then if we look at our campaigning that we do as well, that's really making a difference in challenging the views of, you know, what blind and partially sighted people can and can't do, and challenging some of the things that, you know, can be a real barrier for people getting around. So there's lots of different ways that volunteer support are sort of really critical to RNIB.
And of course, you spend a lot of your time speaking directly with volunteers, Jo. What do they tell you is so special about working with RNIB and volunteering in general?
I think that the fact that we have got roles that really can be quite impactful. So I think, you know, with the talk and support role, that's something where people really can sort of see that benefit and that difference, because they're speaking to people and they're facilitating those groups regularly, and they can see the difference that they're making and those positive changes and the feedback they're getting that way. And I think, you know, with our Tech for Life, they can see people who are learning new skills with their devices. So, you know, we get sort of good feedback in terms of people seeing that really positive impact that they're having on people's lives. And I think that's really important when you're volunteering to sort of see that difference and that you're making as well. And I think, you know, it's also about being part of a community and doing something as part of our wider volunteering community, which may mean so much to people.
And how can people find out more information about the Big Help Out and volunteering opportunities with RNIB?
So the best way to find out about the Big Help Out is to visit the website, which is thebighelpout.org.uk. If you can't access that and you don't have access to a smartphone or a device, you can call the volunteering team as well. And that's by calling 0303 123 9999, and you select option 4, then option 2. And we'll be delighted to speak to you.
And is there a deadline to take part in those four activities that you mentioned?
There isn't. So the great thing about the Big Help Out is that the volunteering starting from the 8th of May, but we're going to be running that across the summer. So people can sign up anytime from Monday, the 20th of March, and you can sign up throughout the summer to take part in the activities as well.
Well, we look forward to hearing lots more about the Big Help Out and how people can take part in their communities over the coming weeks. Jo Keller, Head of Volunteering for RNIB, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Many thanks, Howell.